Day 110. Saul seeks Samuel's spirit. 1 Samuel 28, 3 through 19, 31, 1 through 12, and 2 Samuel 1 through 127. Years passed, Samuel died, and Saul was old, sick, and alone. The Philistines gathered a huge army to fight against Israel. Saul was afraid and had no idea what to do. He asked the Lord, but got no answer. Saul learned that a psychic lived in Endor. She claimed to contact people who were dead. Saul wore a disguise and went to Endor at night. "Bring back the spirit of Samuel," Saul said. The psychic replied, "I see an old man wrapped in a robe coming up from the ground." God allowed Samuel's spirit to speak to Saul. "Why have you disturbed my rest?" he said. "What shall I do? The Philistines are at war and God won't answer me." "I told you that God had ripped the kingdom from you. Tomorrow you and your sons will be in death with me." The next day, there was a huge battle on Mount Gilboa. 2 days later, David got the news. Saul and his sons are dead. The battle is lost. David and his men wept for Saul and Jonathan and Israel's soldiers. Saul had been king in Israel for almost 15 years. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why wouldn't God answer Saul? And what did David do when he heard that Saul was dead? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.